Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you.
As we welcome March 2018, we've got so much to share. This is, I know you guys are already feeling it, aren't you? We're in the energy of this extraordinary full moon. You know, we just had the first of two this month, Shri. And we are still kind of in it. You know, I'm still kind of feeling it. And I suspect a lot of you listening are going, hey, Shri and Kira, what the heck happened last week?
Well, we're certainly in a time where energetically there is movement happening. And that's expressing through our bodies, our emotions, and even our thoughts. And so it's a really good time to be ever more attentive to what's going on in you. Now, one of the things to remember about this March energy is that we're in a transition time. And this transition time can be understood on a lot of different levels, because transition means movement. Transition means changing stations, so to speak, meaning the way we looked at things, the way we were experiencing is now changing.
Oh, yeah. I think that's almost an understatement. You know, let's remember that. And all of you tuning in, thank you, thank you, thank you. We are so grateful that you are here. And I think before we go any further, we should, of course, we are live. So remember, if you want to get into the queue, just give us a buzz at 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you get a busy signal, that does mean all of our lines are already full. So that's why you want to hold on to that number, because as soon as we would say hello and goodbye, that would be your chance to get into the show. So remember, guys, 888-627-6008. Now, let's talk about what's happening, because this was one of those months that just there was no ready, set, go.
It's just ready, go.
It's just go. Here we are.
We don't care if you're ready. Just go.
Just go, go, go.
It's a time of movement.
In every single way. And what's really extraordinary is that last week we had that kind of bridge, you know, from that February energy rising, bubbling up. And you know, for all of you that have been affected by the massive storms that have been plaguing our planet just the past few days, there is a sense of recognition that it is affecting the power grid, because March is all about the multidimensional power grid in many ways.
Remember that everything that happens has a way of influencing all levels. So when there is an energetic affecting our planet, it will express through the physical, the emotional, the mental, and beyond. And so this energy that's upon us is indeed providing a propulsion for events that are going on in density, as well as a propulsion for the events and opportunities that are available to your ascended mastery. And that's indeed where we like to hang out and what we want to share more about. So as we're moving forward, I want to remind you that January and February gave us an opportunity to foundationalize. And what I mean by foundationalize, an opportunity to remember that I deserve because I was born, that peace is my essential nature. And that as we foundationalize into a sense of trust in the universe, into peace, then the love that we express through our second chakra becomes a visionary love. It becomes intimacy. It becomes a creative power rather than simply an effort to bridge separation through sexual intimacy. And so these energies and these lessons of January and February are giving birth to what some may call a turbulence coming up here in March, meaning there's a power being released.
Well, there's a big power. And this is part of what's happening, guys, is, you know, let's just take this slow, because there is so much going on, and we feel you feeling it. You know, it's just that potent and that powerful. First and foremost, let's remember that as we are now floating in this third, or excuse me, in this three-dimensional experience, it's very much about recognizing that you are, in very many ways, having multiple dimensional experiences simultaneously. And that can be a little disconcerting to the body of form, to the mind of form especially, and certainly to a planet that is struggling to keep things the way they've been.
Absolutely. And that this movement that's going on, you know, it depends on where you put your attention. Because just like riding in an airplane or driving in a car, we're all headed somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
We're all in movement.
Oh, yes.
Now, how you attend to the journey and what you're looking at will certainly affect your experience and the quality of the journey for you. But the thing to remember is that the third dimensional or mass consciousness playground is quite separate from the fifth dimensional and seventh dimensional experiences. And yet, you're able to exist and interact with all of them.
And that's really the key, isn't it? I mean, that's really the key. And guys, here's what's really important to recognize, that just because this is existing does not mean that you may be aware of it. And this is part of why we've also been talking about this time of great remembering, this future pacing, this recognition of things, kind of this enhanced deja vu. And this is why last month we put out a new video with the updated 18 ascension symptoms. If you have not connected with that yet, please, with all of our heart, go connect. Go to Official Sri and Kira at YouTube and watch the 18 new ascension symptoms and the March video. Now, one of the things we want to just let you know is that we are going to be talking a lot more today. There's so much going on in March. We actually made a flow chart. Now, if you're on our newsletter list, it's right there in today's announcement for this show, and you will see it right in the middle of the newsletter announcement. If you are not on our newsletter list, why not? get on it. It's free, and it'll keep you up to date. But you can also find it at our radio site, sriandkiraradio.com. And, of course, we're going to do the best we can to walk you through it, to explain it, because as all of us, and literally every single being on this planet, including the planet herself, as we all anchor in this multidimensional expression, what's important to recognize is, as Sri was sharing earlier, that the third, fifth, and seventh dimensions are separate, but they are not causing separation. And this is very important to understand.
Because a frequency, you know, it's like a musical instrument. One note is separate from another, yet it's a continuous scale where, you know, in the musical metaphor, you have sharps and flats, which are the bridges between the pure tones, or you might say the pure dimensions in this case. So it's important to understand that we have the capacity to align with and resonate through different dimensional frequencies. And because it's so easy for us, we sometimes don't know we're doing it. And it's in that habit of forgetfulness that then the body might have what we call the ascension symptoms that reminds us of, hey, we're doing it. We're actually aligning with a frequency higher than the norm that we thought we were at. And this is causing a little turbulence in the physical vessel.
Well, we're in transition. Now, let's just talk again about what's going on right now in March, because March is an extraordinary month. And if you've been listening to our show, then you know that we've been talking a lot about how this is a moment that is unique in, I'm going to use the word history in quotes, mm-hmm. meaning that when the annals of history look back over this period of time between 2015 and 2022, they will point to this year. They will point to 2018. And we're referring to it as the anomaly year. And the reason it's an anomaly year is because the energies and the way that the energies are expressing themselves will be unique during this time frame. Now, because of that, it can lead to a lot of confusion. It can lead to doubt. It can lead to questioning. And this is important to acknowledge and be aware of, because we are at a moment of transition. March is two things in one. It is the culmination of the foundational stage that started back in December 2017 when we bridged into January with all those super moons and the eclipses. Remember all that? And January, February, March were essentially one energy. It was the opportunity to claim Shanti Bhakti Ananda as the foundation of the energy that is stabilizing. You want to remember that the overall energy for 2018 was what, guys? It is to anchor stability through Shanti, Bhakti, and Ananda.
Now, it's important to bring in a discernment here, because as a being of light, as a spiritual being having a human experience, your stability is the inside environment. It is having your chakra systems aligned with your higher truth, not aligned with density drama. So the stability is an inner stability, a sense of being able to accept your situation, to trust your divine guidance, and to walk with a sense of confidence and empowerment. Now, for those that are not on that path of self-ascension, whose their energies are more involved in the density dogmas and realities, then this transition energy is going to be experienced quite differently. The March, well, if you look at March from the outer world, you're going to say, where's this anchored stability? I don't see it. I see more of the chaos and positioning and power games going on.
Well, this is what we're talking to about the collapse of the 3D, because guys, remember that March is all about the third chakra. And the third chakra is your opportunity to empower your life. And it, as we have been collecting, so to speak, I think that's how I would describe it, collecting these energies, January was that opportunity to really connect with that first chakra through the energy of Shanti, through the energy of peace. I deserve because I was born. Now, the opposite of that would be I'm terrified and where is my safety?
I'm seeking a solution.
Yeah, that was how this year opened up. So it opened up with that divine invitation to recognize that you are supportive, that you are safe, and that when you can relax with peace into the knowing of that, then you are in the flow of enjoying the acceptance, the self-acceptance that lifts everything else up. And that brought us to February. Because February is all about bhakti, the love, the beautiful love. However, it was bhakti through creation. So, you know, as we're here in early March, what did you create in February, or what got created around you? This is the moment to bring love to that, to really see that, to lift that piece, to ignite it with that beautiful creative bhakti, because here we are, like it or not, we're in third chakra Anandaville right now.
Now it's important to understand that the lessons, the teachings and understandings that are coming forward, January, February in particular, are kind of impregnating you in a way. they are providing seeds. They're providing glimpses. It's providing a sense of this is true, and it will continue to nourish and evolve. It's not an all or nothing situation. As we anchor ever more into trusting our divine nature and trusting our birthright as spiritual beings, the sense of peace expands, and you'll get opportunities to practice that through your life experience in the coming months especially. So as we move into the third chakra, which is the energy of Ananda in the ascended a paradigm that is calling us, Ananda is about joy. Ananda is about the bliss of passionate action. And so think about it. If we have a stable foundation where we're at peace with ourselves, at peace with the world, and then we move into a healthy love, which is more about visioning and creation than it is about anything else, that love is the energy that allowed this universe to bring forth form, to bring forth these experiences. Love is the foundation of creation. So now that's bubbling, and it ignites your empowerment. And the empowerment is the third chakra. And the empowerment, when aligned with authenticity, is highly creative. And it is always in harmony.
I love that. And this is the thing, guys, because you might be saying, hey, wait a minute, guys. look what just happened this week, just within the geopolitical world, in Gaia, with the way that the planetary weather systems are acting out. That sure doesn't look like harmony. Yet, my angels, it is. And let's talk about why. As we transition, and remember, and if you're looking at our flow chart, you'll see that transition's right up there at the very top. This month opened up with the first of two full moons, and these two full moons are going to be the bookends on this month. So you want to take a moment and really look and reflect upon what happened last week. What were your experiences? How are you feeling? Connect with your own breath. Are you breathing? What is setting the stage? And then recognize that the final week of this month, because we're going to culminate on the 30th of March with yet another, a second beautiful full moon, that these 2 weeks, the first week of March and the last week of March, will be bookends. So in many ways, they will reflect each other. And yet, and then during the month, we are, and we're in it right now, we are currently in this moment of breathing through what is happening as we empower our life. Now, let's talk about the third chakra just for a moment. Your third chakra is a balance point, right? It's in the center. And so the center can either be a still, calm center, or it can be non-existent and chaotic.
And this is why the third chakra sometimes gets a bad rap, because
very true.
Because it governs the muscular system. You know, the third chakra is associated with your chi, your center point, your muscles, and because of that, it's in its lower form of expression, it's about domination and competition. So this is the old paradigm that we're evolving through. The paradigm that's beckoning us is one of creative expression, meaning we use our physical power in alignment with our guidance, in alignment with our heart, and we create. Whether your creation is making a beautiful home, or serving others, or assisting the planet or peoples, whatever it is, as long as it's foundationalized in a sense of peace, love, and joy, then creation is always in harmony. When it's foundationalized in a sense of me versus you and I must have and fear-based stuff, then the creations always create imbalances. And those imbalances then vibrate around the planet, and they trigger others to contribute to further imbalance, or they're a wake-up call that it's time for the new paradigm.
And that wake-up call, let's face it, can be scary. It can be intimidating.
Or because you can hit snooze.
Absolutely. But March is the month. This is the month. This is the moment to get really honest with yourself. And forgive us, guys, it's the month to clear out bullshit. That's it.
No more BS.
No more BS. Now, that begins with being honest with yourself. What has been going on around you? Are you feeling like you've been stuck in a rut? Are you repeating some patterns? Are you unable to break free and discover the truth of who you are? This is all positive revelation, as long as you, and I like to use the expression, go up to 10,000 feet and witness it from there. That doesn't mean you might not still feel some of the anxiety or the other issues that are around you. What it does mean is you're honoring the divine mastery being that you are. Third chakra, empower yourself. Now, beloved angels, as we go through this month, and as we look at this bookends of the opening full moon and the closing full moon, remember, on March 22nd, we will begin a Mercury retrograde that's going to take us all the way through till May 3rd before it fully releases. It will actually go direct in late April, but in order to really be clear of this, it's going to be May 3rd. So a lot of people are going to feel that this is like the eternal retrograde. It's not. It's an opportunity to actually reclaim, to be. And it's also going to be an opportunity in that, let's just say, in that collapse 3D experience, to see a reactivity and a resurgence of things that have come from a prior time. Now, why is that? It is because of that multidimensional existence. Remember that every single being on this planet, whether they believe in it, whether they care, it doesn't matter. everyone right now is filtering through kind of this melding of multiple dimensions. And that is a very powerful moment of opportunity. And I have to, I would be remiss if I did not just jump in right now and say, this is why it's so important that we're holding this event here in Ecuador in July, because it's about being between the dimensions and living in that ascended mastery experience.
You know, sometimes when we can unhook our consciousness from the fixation upon a particular point of view, a particular way or habit of being, and just take a little vacation and get in between the dimensions, in between the identities, that this beautiful creative space that we call the quantum field will inform us of a deeper level of truth and give us resources for deeper connection to not only our true energy, but our true wisdom and power.
Oh, yeah. It's that exquisite space where your pain is forgotten and your dreams remembered, because your mastery is what's right. It's undeniable. It's this rich, undeniable mastery experience. And I think, Sri, that's why this, we have never had a program fill this quickly. We actually only have 3 spots left.
And this is why we want to bring it up to you, our beloved community of listeners, is there are just 3 spots left. Encourage you to just tune in, go to SriandKira.com. Right on the homepage, it's at the top, it says events. Click there, learn more, and listen to your heart. If it's your time to be with us, take action.
Absolutely. And March is a month to take action. Remember, when we are being called by the third chakra, the third chakra affects our balance. So are you feeling balanced? Are you feeling harmonious? And pay attention to the BS that's around you. If you've got some BS swirling around you, you know, I'm going to take a moment here, guys, and just share a story that some of you have heard before. But I think that by now, all of you, or most of you certainly know that in my search for my beloved Sri Ramka, I went through 4 other husbands before I had the blessing of finding Sri. And guys, it was only after the end of my 4th marriage and my own deep cleansing of all the BS that I realized the only thing I had had in common with all those 4 marriages was me. I was the common denominator. And so I had to get really clear and honest with myself. I had to really let go of the spin that the ego would try to put on things, let go of all the poor me victim consciousness, and really ignite the truth, the mastery, through what I call naked authenticity. And the moment, literally, virtually the moment I did that, Sri Ramka stepped through the veil, because we could meet each other at that level of divine harmony. And I'm using that example right now because in many ways, that's what March is about. It's about getting nakedly authentic with yourself, yep, being really honest and saying, you know what? I'm tired of blaming other people. I'm tired of blaming situations or circumstances. What inside me needs to arise to empower my life and break through?
And the magic phrase is, if not now, then when?
And especially when you have the entire universe supporting you.
And I'll tell you what, when there's a current happening upon us right now, take advantage of it. It doesn't matter how many times you've stood up and failed, meaning knocked down and you think less of yourself.
That was just practice for winning.
That was no failure. That was an opportunity to get in touch with how deeply dysfunctional thinking really runs in the human system. And so we stand up again and again until we break through. And at the moment of breakthrough, we always will look back and say, it was worth it.
Oh my gosh, yes. And that's what January and February and March are reminding us all. January, February, and March are these 3 months that are really kind of one month that has brought all of us through this journey. And when this month culminates, the collective energies of the Shanti, Bhakti, and Nanda will be a strong, unified presence for those that are ready to thrive into the multidimensional expansion that is here. So, and also, it will be the opposite will support a third dimensional reality that is getting ever filled with more anger, reactivity, kind of a retreat, right? We want to go back to times that were, this kind of fantasy around, if I can get rid of some things, things will be better, because it's retreating away from the responsibility of gazing at the self. And when we have the courage and the tenacity and the spiritual will to gaze at the quote self, we break through. this is a magical moment. And it's a month that's it's a wild ride, guys. You've got this first week and the last week that are going to feel very similar. And then you've got these middle weeks where we're going to be seeing a lot of things coming together. And the way we've described it is, as you breathe, and we're going to talk a lot more about breath in the second half of the show today, but as you breathe through what's going on right now, be aware. The energy that's coagulating, the energy of March, is going to either feel like a gut punch or an empowered engine, meaning turning your third chakra into this powerful rocket that will claim your power through your divinity, or you're going to get that gut punch and you're going to claim your power through anger and reactivity.
And so those are the likely outcomes that you're going to be touching in with. And just because you touch in with one side or the other means all you're doing is gathering experiences. It's time to be conscious. It's time to breathe consciously. It's time to choose and to choose again.
And to remember that every being, including Gaia herself, every single energy, everything on this, in this world of illusionary experience that we have all co-created, everything is seeking to claim power this month. So being aware of that, do you want to claim it through a gut punch or claim it through that empowered engine? It doesn't matter how you claim it, because either way, you're going to claim the power.
You can still stand up again.
Exactly. So even if you get it through a gut punch, as long as you claim the power, you can still thrive in multidimensional existence. It's a mega month. I think that's it. March mega month.
And we have some mega cool callers standing by.
And so much more to share. So let's just move forward.
We're going to run to the phone lines and say hi to some of this beloved community. We're going to start at line 2 and welcome Rob from California.
Namaste. Hey, Rob, welcome to the show.
Oh, this is so exciting. Thanks very much, and so exciting to be talking with you again.
Thank you, us too.
It's an exciting time. Here's my question in a nutshell. With all these new energies and so forth, I'm looking at, you know, the best use of my time. In regarding to activity and employment, looking at going back with emotionally disturbed adolescence and some other various activities, but I think the time has passed for those types of things, and I'm looking more to maybe continuing with the activational healing work and maybe just taking a pause, a little time off, and moving into some new things. So I wanted to wonder if we can get a little soul reading on something, things related to that theme.
Well, I'm honored you ask, Rob. And, you know, in all honesty, your mastery presence is already guiding you very well. The minute you started sharing, what I saw were beautiful, these doors, and they were very, very golden, and they were open. And it was very much about harvesting all of the experiences, and they're saying the talents and the skills, those are the words your guides are giving me, experiences, talents, and skills from everything you've done before. And yes, this is actually the perfect moment for you to move forward and apply them in a way that you've already known. It's like you've already seen this part of your life coming forward, and they're saying, yeah, now's the time. Now, I will share with you, though, I also see when you're talking about taking this break, you're very much resonating with like 3 months. It's like I see March, April, May as your time to really be exploring, resonating, and they're using the words rekindling as you move forward. And then by June, they keep saying early summer, but it feels like June to me. By June, you're going to have they're saying a surprise that will delight you and bring you forward to the next step. But it's all about taking that first step right now. And so I just want to, I really just, before we would go, I just want to honor that your guidance is really in a great place right now. So move forward with what you're getting, because it's guiding you well. Trust it. And March is the month to claim it. And so I love that you came through.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, one other quick thing might be good for others as well. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, the eyesight, the blurry eyesight and some changes in vision. I've been experiencing that. I know that that could be a symptom of some others as well. So that would be my last thing if you have any comments on that for me personally as well as for others that might be experiencing it.
Yeah, definitely. This is part of the new ascension symptoms. If you've not watched the video yet, go watch it. People are experiencing, many people are experiencing this at its highest level of evolution right now. If you are on a sincere path of the upward ascension process, the vision is changing because remember, your vision, both your internal vision and your physical eyes, are trying to adapt to the fact that the energy on the planet has shifted dramatically, that we are harmoniously living within three open dimensional portals. And so this will clear and it will adjust, and you want to pay close attention to it. Notice where your mind goes when you notice it, and offer yourself lots of reassurance, hand to heart when you're moving through these vision issues. Hand to heart, I accept my multidimensional vision. I am ready to see beyond. And again, with you personally, this looks like part of this next 3 month realignment would be the word I would give you. And I'm glad you brought it forward because, yes, a lot of people are going through it.
Indeed. Well, thank you very much. Much appreciated.
You are most welcome. And guys, we have so much to share. It is such a huge show today.
And we have callers standing by, and we're going to get to all of you. So it's time to breathe and trust. We're going to take a little break for a message, and we invite you to use that time to be conscious of your breath. We'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We are delighted to be with you.
And this is such a momentous moment. How's that for a lot of M's? March momentum. It's a marvelous March momentous moment. And you know, we want to talk more about the breath and this kind of gut punch empowered engine, because here's, guys, everybody is claiming their power this month. And that is irregardless of who or what your belief systems may be. Every being will claim their power. The question is going to be, are you going to claim it through that kind of gut punch experience, or are you going to claim it through that empowered engine of the third chakra? And this is, you know, we were just on Sandra and Alan's show, Twin Flame Divine Fire, talking about, it's very much about the little engine that could. You know, we're kind of, you know, I think I can. We're all doing that, and we're going to crest that mountaintop right around the time the Mercury retrograde comes in, around the 22nd. So things are building, and the key is, are you building with it, or are you collapsing through it?
It's important to understand that when there is a shift in the energy, oftentimes we feel the tension in our stomach area, and we interpret that as fear or anxiety. But that's just an interpretation. In fact, your body is responding to an energetic, and the energy could be a fuel. It could be indeed the upliftment that will empower not only a new paradigm, but an opportunity for you, each and every one of you, to create from a more aligned place of beingness. Now, to create from an aligned place of beingness is eminently satisfying. That's called being in the zone.
I'll take it. Zone me.
And so this is the opportunity that this month is bringing forward. Are you going to be in a place of feeling overwhelmed and shocked and dismayed, or will you stand up after experiencing that and go, wait a minute, this is my time. Thanks for waking me up.
Well, and that's the power of the third chakra. You know, the third chakra in the Asian traditions, you know, in the Kung Fu and all the other, it's all about that still point in Pilates, right? You know, this
chi,
is where
the core.
So we are at our core, and because of that, all of the quote core issues are going to keep coming up. And if you find that that area of the third chakra is calling you, if you find that you are short in breath or unable to breathe, those are the moments to bring your hand to your third chakra, maybe one hand to your heart or both to your third chakra if you need to. And to really get honest, guys, remember, this is the time for honesty and to ask, what in my life am I unable to stomach? Why, you know, what am I not digesting in my life?
You know, there's an analogy I want to give you, and that is of the person on a raft on the river, like white rafting or whatever, white water rafting. And that is that you can't really paddle upstream. There is a flow happening, and you can dip your rudder in that flow, dip your oar in that flow, and you can steer yourself toward ever higher, better places, or you can freak out, pull your oars out of the water and go, oh my God, I'm tumbling. But the point of the matter is that this energy is upon everyone. And so there will be many, many examples in the world of density where people are using the energy of this time to express their competitive edge,
to dominate. Just look at last week, guys. There were quite a few gut punches given out worldwide this past week. You know, they came in politically. They came in with weather systems. The gut punches are coming. And I would love to tell you that they're going to stop, but they're not. They're going to build and build and build, especially around that 22nd to the 28th of the month. And so this is your opportunity right now to harvest the gift of your breath. Now, one of the things that we have been talking about this month, and it's so important we're doing a whole show on it near the end of the month, is the blessing of the four knowns and the breathing practices that were gifted to us through Archangel Zadkiel. And I invite you with all my heart, go download this PDF. It is free. It is at our website. You go to sriandkira.com. And when you get to sriandkira.com, at the very top, there is tabs. And one of them says Art of Ascended Living. When you click on that, it opens up a whole bunch of other tabs. Click on Messages from the Masters. And when you click on Messages from the Masters, that will bring you to a page that has many, many, many beautiful installments on it. You just want to click on the Galactic Encyclopedia Revealed. It's an powerful series, and read Lesson 6. Download it. It's free. And then you make sure you join us when we do the show on it, because there is so much material there. However, if you're saying, help guide me through this month, give me something that'll help me. Well, quite frankly, Sri and I pale in comparison to the beauty, the revelation, and the divine energy that Archangel Zadkiel has offered all of us. So again, Galactic Encyclopedia Revealed, Message 6. And it will really offer you, there's a breathing technique, especially in there, that will help you through, because breath is a big piece of claiming this Ananda energy. Remember, my angels, that we have that Shanti January, Bhakti February, but this month and this unified presence is what's going to shoot you through the rest of the year. This month is about recognizing that through the balance, through the harmony, you are free to expand into the bliss-filled joy of your life, and the breath will help find that space.
Your breath is key, and we invite you to practice breathing consciously.
Absolutely.
And notice what happens. Now, speaking of breathing consciously.
And noticing what happens, we have all these lines full. So let's say hello to some more of our beautiful
callers.
We're
going to head to line 4, and we'll say hi to India from Hungary.
Hey, namaste, beloved angel. Welcome.
Namaste. Thank you so much for taking my call. Well, first of all, wow. I mean, these first two months and already March, it's just so incredibly powerful, and I'm so grateful for your guidance, especially saying the gut punch, because as the energy of March came in, the first days, I just wanted to throw up, to be honest, mm-hmm. and all the related energies that come, organs, muscle, everything that comes with the third chakra. And it's so funny because I was shuffling the cards of clarity and the solar plexus fell out and it just cracked me up. And it was
the cards of clarity.
Yeah. I said, okay, I don't. They're amazing, incredible. And well, in my life, I am really arriving at the end of a really long and dark tunnel. And I'm right there at the end. And I can already see and feel the light in front of me. And I was thinking of writing an email, but I prefer to call, and I want to say thank you, and I love you. The two of you, the work, the tools, the support that you bring to all of us, and if anyone hasn't done your courses yet, go and run and grab all of them, because I have been so stuck, and I have been one of the most professional victims of this planet. And thanks to Shri and Kira, I am really thriving. I opened my own community where I'm practically just, I don't know, I'm just self-ascension 2.0, same thing, taking on this energy and this teaching because everybody needs to know about it. And sure, adding an India flavor to it, but still. And I want to say, first of all, thank you, because there are no words. There are no words to everything the two of you have done, not just for me, but for the world and this community. So thank you so much. Mm. And yeah, and if there's anything, I mean, I keep booking readings with Akira and then canceling them because I have been giving my power away for so long, and I sort of forced myself to listen to my own guidance, and it really paid off. But if there's anything that comes up that I need to hear right now from you, I'll be very open to receiving that.
Well, first and foremost, Angel, we're bowing before your mastery and just feel how happy we are for you. Of course, you're launching your own community. It's about time, and yay, we are so happy for you. And truly, truly, truly bow before your mastery. Now you have to figure out a way to get here to Ecuador so we can hug you in person at some point. However, what I want to share with you
right now,
what I want to share with you right now, and I love that you got through today, the whole time you were talking, this beautiful, I don't want to use the word Kuan Yin, but very goddessy, very compassionate, very loving, beautiful being was standing behind you, and she just kept saying, just stay honest with yourself and clear out the BS. The path is illuminated. The time is now. Keep walking and remember to breathe. And that's the message they want you to hear. And we love you dearly. And thank you for calling in with us today. We're so happy to connect with you.
Thank you so much. Namaste.
Namaste, Angel. Many blessings. Many blessings. You know, Shri, I really want to talk about, just for a moment before we grab some more callers here, this March energy about how every single being is going to claim their power. Mm-hmm. And there's no right or wrong way. You will either claim your power through that kind of gut punch experience or through that empowered engine of the third chakra. But remember, guys, no matter which way you claim it, the power is being claimed. The biggest thing is, and this is right near the end of the flow chart, what you do with it when it comes mm-hmm. in front of you. And, you know, we were talking about this a little bit, I think in our video, that when you get a gut punch, you know, God forbid, somebody literally punches you in the stomach, there's that moment of shock.
Yep. Yeah, that moment of shock, that moment of collapse and kind of
taking your breath away.
And you've lost your breath for a moment.
Exactly. And the question is, what do you do with that? Do you come out of that with anger and reactivity, which is the collapse into the 3D, or do you claim your power and arise through it and recognize I am not this?
Right. To be able to take a deep breath in, to stand up and say, this is where I'm going. You know, it's almost a thanks for the alarm clock kind of thing, even though it was unpleasant.
Exactly, because this is the moment, Guy. March is actually a very unique opportunity to thrive. However, that thriving will come as you relax into this multidimensional experience, creative ideas, birthing new projects, community support, making conscious choices. What are you doing? Now, I want to talk about something we've been doing, and we'd love you to join with us, and that is the Ascension Peace Pole Project.
Now, because this energy is birthing, and because our planet is needing additional calming influences to have a greater harmony and balance, the Ascension Peace Pole is an opportunity for each person to go into a meditative state, to claim that foundational place of beingness where I am peace, I am love, I am connected. It's that foundational energy. And from that place, to have a craft project, to create your peace pole, to decorate it with beautiful things, to join with others if you care to.
Yeah, have a peace pole party. And so you want to go to ascensionpeacepole.com. And again, that's just ascensionpeacepole.com. And the Ascension Peace Pole Project is a 100% volunteer effort. And it's a very powerful project, because when you connect with a peace pole that you create, an ascension peace pole, what you're doing is imagine that it is a staff of pure light. Imagine that it is this crystalline energy that came and burst through the creative nature of your mastery presence. Whether it's a big peace pole outside in a yard, whether you grab a toilet paper roll and make a peace pole, it doesn't matter. What matters is the sincerity, the love, and the presence. And when you finish it, send us your photos, send us your experience. We are getting them from all over the world. Together, we are building a bridge that is supporting the higher ascended frequencies on the planet. This is thrival. This is a sign that says to the universe, I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me. That is community support. It's important in March to remember you are not alone, you are not crazy, and you are lifting, 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 and so is the planet.
Absolutely. And when you place that peace pole, if you're able to place it into the earth, in that moment you take a breath and realize I'm connecting Gaia to the crystalline grid, the gossamer force field, and to the greater universe. I'm making a stand. I'm placing a crystalline pillar of peace and purposefulness.
And every time you connect with it, may it be that reminder, that breath of Ananda, that bliss-filled recognition that you are co-creating and birthing with all of us into this next phase. We are, my angels, a community of divine self-ascended presence. And together, we are magnificently making a difference. And you know, Sri, speaking about, and again, guys, it's ascensionpeacepole.com. Now, here's where Kira has to do her shameful plea. And my shameful plea is this is a 100% volunteer organization. We need help. We need
Absolutely.
Help maintaining our website. We need help with some other things.
Social media, promotion, because it's time that we offer everyone an opportunity to channel that March energy, that empowerment energy, to say, here I am, I'm making a stand for peace without moving into opposition.
Exactly, exactly. And to let that peace begin with you. So if you'd like to help us, please send us an email to Shanti@ascensionpeacepole.com. And even just an hour a week, we would be so grateful.
And get to the website, offer your support to those who have already posted. Post a comment, words of encouragement, whatever you choose to say. It's the way the community will expand.
And bear with us, guys, because we need those volunteers. The website is still refining, but we've got enough there for you to get with the program. So let's thrive in that multidimensional, creative, birthing community experience. And let's say hi to some of our callers, Sri.
All right. We're heading to line 3, and we'll say hello to Rebecca from Oregon.
Namaste, beloved one. Welcome.
I am so grateful for all that you do. You've been spot on everything for this year, and absolutely grateful for it. I wanted to mention one thing. When I called in, I was fortunate enough to talk to Sri. And I had not expected, I don't know why I didn't expect it, but I hadn't expected the force of, it was like a, speaking sort of with a column of power. And I don't know if anybody else ever says that, but I was very struck by it, so I thought I'd mention it. I mostly was calling in for a mini soul reading, if you would be so kind as to offer it for me.
Well, it would be our absolute honor. And thank you. Thank you for acknowledging my beloved force of power. I agree with you. And especially in this month of power. And Rebecca Angel, I just, you know, every week I'm always delighted and awestruck by the ones who get through, especially with the energy of the show. And in your experience right now, as I gaze at your energy field, the word I just keep hearing is claim, claim, claim. Yes, yes, yes. It's like I'm seeing you and you're walking through this field and you have this beautiful, this big, pretty wicker basket with a handle on it and all these flowers. And you're just like, there's so many. You're like, oh my gosh, look at my basket. And it's like every color and they're so beautiful. And you're like almost dancing and skipping through the field and your basket is getting heavier and heavier and heavier. And they're saying, okay, now go make the bouquet. Go make it. It's like you've been collecting all these things and they're saying claim, 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 create, create, create. Yes, yes, yes. That as you're looking in March, now is your moment to put everything together and to not doubt how to put it together. And that as you do, even each one step forward will propel you six steps ahead. So you're in a very momentous moment. Pay attention to how you're putting things together. Feel the energy of the colors and the flowers and yourself dancing through the field. And yes, yes, yes. And so it is, my love.
Thank you very, very much. Blessings on both of you.
Oh, and blessings to you, my angel. Well, Sri, I know we got a couple more things to talk about, but let's sneak in another caller right now.
Well, we can do that. We're going to head to line 5 and we'll say hello to Yen from Dallas.
Namaste, beloved one. Welcome.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for taking my call. So basically, I had an 11-year-old and a 14-year-old dog. And the 11-year-old, she was battling cancer for a few months. And then the 14-year-old, the other day, he just couldn't walk anymore, wouldn't eat or drink. And on Friday, March 2nd, I made the decision to put them both down at the same time because I was hoping that they're like, that they could transition together so their souls could be together because they're like best friends. And I just wanted to ask if you could see where they are, like if they moved on to a better place.
Oh, Angel, I'm crying with you because my heart feels your heart. Oh, sweetheart. First and foremost, they are bowing before you and saying thank you. Thank you for recognizing that they did need to go together. Thank you for also choosing this full moon energy to send them off. They are, I'm not even seeing them as dogs. I'm seeing them as these ascended master forms, and they are bowing before you. And they keep saying that you are at a moment where there is a new chapter coming in and that there is a dog that's already waiting for you and that they knew this and that this dog will be the start of the new chapter. And it's like you want to give yourself this month to connect with them. And it's interesting. They're very ascended, my love. These were not dogs. And they're showing me you sitting quietly with pictures of them, a paper and a pencil. And they're saying, sit down, gaze at us, feel how much we love you and receive the rest of what we want you to hear. And so please, please, please make time, honey, to start channeling through what they want you to hear. They are content. They are free. You absolutely did the right thing. And even though it's horribly painful, they are really serving on the other side for you. And it's like they're opening up a channel that you have not opened before that's going to take you to the next level. And there's one out there that's waiting for you that I see like in the next 3 weeks or so that will come in and help anchor that next phase. And so thank you for getting through. We love you so much. And breathe, claim your power as they claim theirs through your wise and mastery decision. We love you, honey. Feel my arms around you. you right now.
Thank you so much. That helped me tremendously. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, you guys.
Well, namaste, beloved angel. Many blessings.
And this is a wonderful time to remember the power of your breath, because March is a call to honesty, and breath is the way we can align through the fear, the doubt, the patterns, and we align through that to our authentic energy.
And it is the time to learn and accept that you are already navigating all those dimensions. And if your heart wants to take that to the next level, go check out at SriAkira.com, the event we're holding here in July, because we only have 3 spaces left. And guys, you're going to want to make a note. Join us every Sunday in March, because this is a big month. We're going to take it 1 week at a time. Every week we have planned the shows to really flow with what's going on. Remember, breathe, allow your third chakra to illuminate with the blessing of Ananda. You are the master. You are the bliss. You are the creative, thriving, multidimensional beingness of divine presence, and we love you.
And beloved ones, until we have the joy of being with you live next week, may you breathe ever deeper. May you breathe ever more vitality and simply trust that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@SriAndKiraRadio.com and check out more information at SriAndKira.com. See you next week. Namaste.